Good evening, everyone. So I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Miss Erica, do you mind reading the mission statement? And then we'll have Miss Rogers, you do the land acknowledgement, please. And thank you.
Okay, FDC mission statement. The City of Fairbanks recognizes that our community is a diverse one, with a wide variety of ethnic backgrounds, cultures, beliefs, and orientations, and recognizes this diversity as an asset and resource for our community. The establishment of a Fairbanks Diversity Council can provide the City Council and Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly with advice and recommendations to promote equal opportunity for all members of the public.
We respectfully acknowledge the Dene people upon whose traditional lands we reside. We honor the Dene who have been the stewards of interior lands and waters for centuries, the elders who lived here before, the Dene people of today and future generations to come. We also recognize that Alaska Native people would traditionally gather here and harvest Native foods.
Thank you both. We'll go ahead and do roll call.
Lonnie Marney?
I'm here.
Jake Merritt?
Present.
Mayor Pruse is not present. Erica Dillard?
Present.
June Rogers?
Here.
Juanita Webb?
Here.
Terry Norman? Not present. Dorothy Shockley?
Here.
Karen Blackburn?
Here.
Herb Butler is not present. Deidre Hamilton? Not present.
Thank you. So has everyone had a chance to look over the agenda?
Yes.
So we will, I need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Seconded.
Thank you. Okay. Has everybody had a chance to look over the minute meetings from the September the 9th meeting?
Yes.
Okay. So can I get a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved.
Second. Juanita.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I see we'll go on to, I think I have to do a footage.
We can go back to it.
Okay. May I say something, Chair?
Yes.
Did we do the Pledge of Allegiance?
That's what I just said. I said, I forgot to do the pledge. So we'll go back and do the Pledge of Allegiance. Let go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of America,
to the Republic, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, my apologies. Okay, now we'll move back down to citizen comments. Seeing no citizens here. Okay. Report from the chair. That is me. One of the things that I talked about with Danny in our last meeting was that we wanted to make sure that our council was really a council that we weren't just meeting just for the sake of meeting, but we actually wanted to, you know, make some changes and be a positive voice within the community. And so from that, Jake had mentioned that we needed to potentially sit down with the new mayor that is coming in so that we can just see like where she was going, if this was a council that she would even keep on, you know, or if it was something that was going to go away. And so that's kind of where we are now. It's just kind of seeing like where we're going to go, where where what's going to happen with us. But I really want like something to come from this for us to be a voice within the community, because I feel like it's a vital voice and it needs to be heard. But I actually want us to be out and doing something and making some positive moves and steps towards our ultimate goal. Did anyone have anything to add or any questions?
This is Juanita. I agree with you. I think that we need to be part of the community. I think we need to be out there and heard. And I also do agree with you that we need to sit down. You need to sit down with the new mayor to see what her plan is.
Ms. Shockley, were you going to say something?
Yes, I did have a chance to talk to the new mayor-elect. And, you know, she... would like to right away start meeting with, you know, different diverse organizations like the Fairbanks Native Association and TCC, start having roundtable discussions with different organizations. So I'm excited about that.
Yes, that sounds great. I'm excited about that too. That is the end of my report. All I had to say on that. So as I find out more, then I will share that information with everyone. So moving on to unfinished business. First up, we have, the Human Library update, and that event coordinators are Mr. Lonnie and Ms. Webb.
And if I may, Lonnie, and first of all, let me apologize for not calling you back, but there was nothing to call you back with. I had sent Danny had sent out an email asking about a different date because the availability of the library was full on the last one, or I think what the date I sent, I think four people responded, two said yes, and one of those, I believe, being a book. So we can't run a human library with three people, one or two people, and one of them being a book. So I guess I need direction from the council what you want me to do, because if we're going to have to be able to rent the library, well, first of all, let me step back. The gentleman that has been working with Lonnie and I at the library is fully sponsoring the program. There will be no fees. They will help with advertising as well. But we're going to be basically renting, or they're going to give us three rooms. There's the fireplace room. There's the room right across from the admin. And there's the big theater so that we can split up books all around. But we need more people to do it. And if I go in and check what days all three of those are available, and then we send an email, and then we get the email back, we may lose the rental of those three during that time, because whoever first come first serve is how it goes. So do you want me to just set it up and go forward? And if we need to get volunteers from other organizations, we can do that as well. What would you like for me to do? And Marnie, I'm sorry again, if you have direction for me too, that'd be great.
Would you like to go first?
Well, Juanita, I think, you know, it's nobody's fault what's occurred. I know that November 1st date was not friendly to me. I had a grandson in town that it will be his fourth birthday, so my day's pretty much tied up. But I think unless we get full participation from this council and have enough books to really make this happen, I don't see it happening. But that's my opinion.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of now, because of our council being small, so to speak, is maybe getting a couple, two to three organizations together and doing it that way. That we could still organize it. We could still be, between us and the library, the lead, and that they would just be secondary helpers.
I like that idea of getting two to three organizations together and trying to make it happen.
Okay, so I have permission to go ahead and start organizing that for depending on what, because I talked to Josh today. Josh, is that right?
Yes.
I think that's his name, the guy at the library. Talked to him today and told him I would have a response tomorrow, that we'd either be canceling it or I'd come in tomorrow and pick a date and we'd go forward.
So did you book November 1st?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Did you book November 1st?
No, I couldn't because I didn't have the right amount of people to do it. And if I booked it and then turned it back in again because of how close this meeting is to November, I couldn't gather books without having the council's permission to go forward.
I understand. Thank you.
So, Juanita, what date in, say, a month from now, November-ish or whatnot, sounds reasonable to you to actually prepare for having other organizations help with it?
I don't think that getting the organizations is going to be an issue. Because of personal reasons, I have to go out of state for 2 weeks in November now. I just found that out like 2 days ago. So what I would like approval of, just because the holiday is coming up, is to start booking it for find out what he has available for January, book it for January and go forward from there.
Okay. That sounds even more reasonable afterwards. Yeah. Okay. I know that it's going to be a good bit of work for you. And I just want to make sure that you're able to meet with success and not have us trying to do something very quickly. I think.
Oh no, I don't want to do it quickly. I want to do it right.
Yeah. And I wish I could be of more help with you.
No, I completely understand. It's just a matter of we all have lives, and it's especially we're getting to that time of year that it's going to start getting busier. People are getting ready for winter.
I am okay with moving it until January. I'm just making sure we put something together that is great instead of rushing and kind of half doing it. So,
oh, agreed.
January doesn't have nearly as much conflict with other events also.
So does somebody want to make a motion?
So
or do we need a
motion?
Do we need a motion?
No, not really. As long as there's no objection.
Okay. Do we have anyone that has a problem with moving the Human Library event to January of 2026? Any objections?
No.
None. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You may proceed, Ms. Juanita.
I'm sorry, what?
I say you may proceed with planning for January.
Oh, okay. I thought you were telling me I was the next one on the...
No.
Yeah. Okay.
You just got your marching orders.
Got it.
Okay. And so we do have the calendar, and that is a working document and is for informational purposes only. And next up, we have discussion on the land acknowledgement recommendation.
And may I ask the question? Uh-huh. Sorry. Don't we have some events coming up?
The only thing I see on the calendar is Veterans Day. Was there something else?
I just thought there was something. I don't have the calendar in front of me.
There it
is.
International Friendship Day is October 18th.
The AFN Convention, International Friendship Day, which I'm assuming will have the program, or the other group will have the program in Pioneer Park like they always do. So we need to, or if everyone wants to do it, see if we can participate in that.
Okay.
We have every year in the past.
They're pretty generous also about squeezing people in at the last minute, but I don't think we've had an official conversation with them. I'm not sure, Juanita, have you done that?
We've talked off and on, and I think it was kind of a standing agreement that we would be happy to participate in any time that that it's available. And they, like you said, they've always been really good about sticking us in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can reach out to whoever the point of contact is for that.
Oh, June, what's her name?
I'm trying to remember. I can picture her just clear as a bell right now.
So can I.
I'm not. But anyway, there's several people involved helping her also. And they do have, you know, many groups that come year to year to year, and they have a certain amount of extra spots. But
I mean, we're talking this weekend.
Yeah, we're talking very last minute, so I think it'll be a card table, but wherever at this point.
Okay. Do you know who the contact
is? Miss Rogers and Miss Webb. Was that Rosalind Kahn? Is she still?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
My ancient brain here is not working real well.
Okay. So I will reach out to Rosalind tomorrow first thing in the morning and check on that to see if we are able to have a table and just to see if there was any other support that I can offer. And then I will get back. I will send an email out if anybody else is interested, if we're able to have a table, if anybody would like to sit at the table.
And I think for logistics purposes, I think I have all the stuff. I say stuff. Mm-hmm. The Diversity Council stuff in my office.
Okay.
I think it's important for us to, and especially this is last minute, it's very important for us to be able to staff that table. To have a table that isn't staffed is a really poor message for community. And that's been one of our problems in the past, is finding people to actually be at that table. I myself personally am having lots of health problems, and I'm not able to do it. I've been over there pretty much every year that we've done this, and it's generally been something where I stayed all day because we really didn't have folks to be there. I can remember two different years where there was another person or two that took care of it. So I think that it's good for us to decide that we want to participate, but I think we really need to participate, because that's been our downfall in a whole lot of things. I'm sad for that. However, that's the actuality. And so I think we need to be aware of that. And if we cannot have someone or someone's at that table during the full time of the event, we do ourselves and all the ideas a disservice, that this is not really something that is encouraging people to want to join.
Karen, as soon as you find out from Rosalind, if you want to text me, I believe I can be there all day Saturday. Just need to know the hours and go from there.
Usually set up is in the morning, and the hours for the public are from noon until, I can't remember the exact time in the afternoon, but I think it still starts at noon.
Yeah, and that shouldn't be a problem. I get home Friday morning, like at 2 a.m. or something like that, so I should be available.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. I can be there as well on Saturday. I could come in like a little bit afternoon because I do have choir rehearsal. But after that, I'm free for the rest of that Saturday. So I can sit there with you as well.
Okay, I just have to figure out how to get the stuff from Danny. Are you guys open on Friday, Danny?
We are. If you need me to run it over to you, I can do that too. Just let me know.
Okay, I'll touch base with you tomorrow. And actually, Karen, I'll see you at Health and Social Services tomorrow anyways. Well, I mean, I'll be on Zoom, but.
And there shouldn't be any fee necessary for this either. There are fees for some groups, but not for a group like this. And so,
right. And I would appreciate, Karen, if she says that no, she doesn't have any space left, ask her what, if we had volunteers, what could we come do to help? And I would be willing to do that as well.
Okay. I will do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So moving on to the discussion on the land acknowledgement recommendation. I know that Ms. Shockley, you had wanted this item brought back up. And so we waited until you were here so that we can have a discussion on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Since we have a new mayor elect, maybe, well, I was thinking, you know, just continue to send it up to the council for consideration. I don't know how often or even what the protocol is for that, but I wanted to send it back, but maybe after the new mayor and council members are sworn in, we could send it back if the council or if our group is willing to do that.
Okay. Are there any objections to sending it back up once the new mayor and council members have been seated?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. So we will work on that, or how does that go, Danny? What do you do?
So I can put it on the next agenda as an action item, and we can just, I guess the committee's already agreed to do it, but just so you know what that looks like, I can put it on the next agenda.
Okay.
And then it could go to the council after that.
Okay. All right, sounds good. So moving on to new business. Any new business from any of the council members? I have none. Okay. So moving on to member comments. We will start with Ms. Rogers. Any comments?
Oh, I've been making comments regularly through the meeting. I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Shockley, any comments?
Just that I'm excited for the city's new direction with our new mayor. And I'm not real familiar with the new council members. So, I think maybe we can either meet with them or go to the next council meeting, or they could come to our next meeting. Maybe have some kind of invitation of some sort to where we could meet together.
There are no new council members. Ms. Sprinkle won the race for her seat, and Ms. Tidwell ran unopposed. Mm-hmm. So it would be only the mayor will be sworn in on October 27th. I mean, they will all be sworn in. I'm sorry. They will all be sworn in again for this new term, but they will be reelected versus elected.
Okay.
Ms. Webb, any comments?
One of the things that I thought worked and would love to see if it continues, if it doesn't, completely understand, is that as we had things going, I would go to City Council and do a report on behalf of the Fairbanks River City Council, what we're doing. And I think it might if you are interested, I'm sorry, Karen, sorry, for you to go and introduce yourself, especially once everybody's sworn in, introduce yourself as the new chair and just tell them what we're doing.
I most definitely can do that. I might even sing a song for them. No, just kidding.
Well, there's no reason it can't be different people if, you know, to assign different people to go and represent mm-hmm. and say what's going on.
I think that's a good idea. I know Danny had mentioned that you were doing that. So, yes, that is something that I am interested in keeping going.
Well, this is June, and I think that's great because when I was serving on council and those reports were coming in that fashion, there was a lot more ears hearing those reports. And that's one of the things that we really need to accomplish is having more people know about this council and what its options are. And that was a real good and positive addition to the city council meetings.
Thank you for that, Ms. Rogers. Ms. Shockley, were you going to say anything?
No, sorry. Okay.
Ms. Dillard, any comments?
My comment was going to go back to the Friendship Day. Whenever the email comes out for times, I'm interested in that because I'm definitely available until 3. And then, depending on how late it goes, the soccer game ends at 6. So it's just 3 to 6 that I'm hung up. But otherwise, around those times, I can be of assistance as needed.
Thank you. Mr. Alani, any comments?
No. I will compliment you. You're doing an excellent job.
Oh, thank you. I'm a little bit nervous, but thank you.
No problem.
Okay, Jake, any comments?
I have nothing for the group tonight, but thank you.
Thank you. Danny, any comments? No comments. And I have no comments either at this moment. I normally talk a lot, so I'm just getting my cushion in, okay? Okay, so our next meeting date is November the 18th. It was rescheduled from November 11th. So November 18th is still a good date for me. I'm not going out of town in November. Does November 18th still work for everyone else on the meeting? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't believe I'll be there, but I'll double check.
Okay. All right. So if nothing else, we can go ahead and adjourn the meeting. And I will see you, some people tomorrow and some people next, some people Saturday and some people next month.
Have a good one.
All right. Bye, bye everyone. Bye.